I want to talk to you about a couple of things here. We've had some conversations here on the program recently about climate change. We do that a fair amount. Because climate change to me is a magical thing. It is a truly magical thing. Because it explains everything. We had a guest on the program here yesterday. Maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't. Talking about the fact that in 2013, the Great Lakes were at their lowest water level since good recording began about 1910, 1915. Lowest levels ever. And of course, it was being paraded around that it was because climate change was drying up the Great Lakes. Fast forward to 2020, and the Great Lakes were at the highest levels since good recording began, 1910, 1915. And you know why? Climate change. And then the person at the other end of the conversation said, well, that happens, you know, more radical changes up and down. But as it turns out, over that 100 plus years of keeping records, there's no real pattern at all. The lakes go up, the lakes come down. The lakes go up, the lakes come down. And that's true all over North America. We have a tremendous amount of lakes. You know why we have all of these lakes across North America? Because the glaciers melted starting about 12,000 years ago. You know why? Climate change. The glaciers began to melt because the Earth was getting warmer. As a result of climate change, we have the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River and a lot of other great things. But the Great Lakes are products directly of melting and receding glaciers. And of course, that's true across Minnesota and Wisconsin, Manitoba and Alberta and Ontario. Lakes everywhere, fresh water. We have a lock on fresh water in North America. Why? Climate change. Now, let me give you a couple of stories here. I want you to take this with you. All right, this first one is from Greenland. I've shared this story in years past, but it's been a long time. I'd like you to hear this. In Greenland, it's called the Farm Beneath the Sand. Write that down. When you have an argument with some of your, you know, climate change friends who are saying that you're killing the earth and it's your fault and everything's going to be destroyed, say, wait a second. Have you heard about the Farm Beneath the Sand? And they'll say, what are you talking about? In 1990, a pair of caribou hunters stumbled upon the ruins of a farm in Greenland. It was on the west coast of Greenland, halfway up that giant island. And the snow and ice had receded. And that farm had been there from about the year 1000, they determined. It was abandoned about 400 years later. Why? Because in the year 1350, give or take, the little ice age came. And this farm that they had, the farm beneath the sand, had a house. It was about 36 feet wide, 15 feet wide, 36 feet long. There was livestock there, and people farmed there for 400 years. But finally, the snow came back and consumed the farm during the Little Ice Age. Well, that farm now has been revealed again because the ice is receding. The same thing is happening, by the way, in Switzerland. I'll get to that story in just a moment. But they determined several generations of people farmed that land in Greenland, a place that's covered in snow and ice for the last several hundred years, since the year about 400, right? So for 700 years almost, it was covered in snow and ice, not farmable, not survivable. All of a sudden, it's revealed again. And it was revealed for a few hundred years before that. And I'm telling you, sometime soon it'll be covered in ice and snow again there in Greenland. It is a fascinating story that tells the truth of the advancing and retreating ice sheets and weather. The advancing and retreating ice sheets and changing weather and climate change. The last person known to live there, they have record because they went to Iceland and got married. Did a couple about the year 1400, and they registered in Iceland where they were born and raised. This farm in Greenland that it was just revealed in 1990 after he buried in ice for We'll just call it 700 years for round numbers. All right? 700 years. All right, so in Switzerland, receding glaciers reveal a 4,000-year-old forest. What? Dr. Christian Schluchter's discovery of 4,000-year-old chunks of wood at the leading edge of a Swiss glacier, clearly not cheered by many members of the Global Warming Doom and Gloom Society. This finding indicates that the Alps were basically glacier-free 4,000 years ago. What? What Republicans do we have to blame for this? We better get on it. We need to blame somebody for the receding glaciers in the Alps. The report might have been more conveniently dismissed by the entrenched global warming community if not for his distinguished reputation as a giant in the field of geology and paleoclimatology. The guy is considered untouchable. Yeah. Thanks to a recent interview titled Our Society is Fundamentally Dishonest, which appeared in the Swiss publication Der Bund, where he criticized the UN-dominated institutional climate science hierarchy for extreme tunnel vision and political contamination. What he's saying is it's not science. Climate change is not science. Of course, he's been the target of scorn. His findings caught many experts off guard. Yeah. And if he had been a rookie and found this, he'd have been dismissed. But he found that 4,000-year-old glaciers had receded and there was big forests there 4,000 years ago. There were no glaciers in the Alps 4,000 years ago. Isn't that weird how real experts step up and... But you didn't hear that anywhere else, did you? You haven't heard about the forest reappearing? The proof reappearing because there's receding ice and snow fields today? No, it's doom and gloom and death. We must tax you more. That'll save the world. If we just tax you more, we'll have equity and save the world. Balderdash, I say. Quick break. I'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call